Okay, welcome back. So that was really, really nice, couple of talks. And we are back here with one more shorter chat. And I'm really happy to have Yukitoshi Suzuki with us. And he's joining us from Japan. I think we sort of can't really cover everything that's happening in the F-Sharp community. But we really wanted to have at least one person joining us from some of the F-Sharp communities across the globe. And if you go to c4fsharp.net, there's a map with all the user groups. There's great user groups pretty much everywhere around the world. And so we'll have a few minutes to chat about the Japanese F-Sharp community and about some of the great interesting stuff that came from there. So Yukitoshi, thanks very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here on F-Sharp Conf. And I have been actually following you on Twitter for quite a few years. And I also know you now as a member of the board of trustees of the F-Sharp Foundation. But my question is, when did you learn about F-Sharp and how did you become interested?
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I guess my starting point might be different from many people. I learned F-Sharp by translating O'Reilly's programming F-Sharp written by Chris Smith into Japanese. Until then, I had no experience of functional programming, so it was really new for me and I loved it.
I do remember Chris Smith F-Sharp programming F-Sharp book. It was one of the early ones. Mm-hmm. So I think many people in English-speaking F-Sharp community know about Japanese F-Sharpers thanks to the F-Sharp Advent Calendar, which started in Japan. And now there's also an English edition. How did you come up with the idea, and what were your favorite articles in the Japanese Advent Calendar?
F-Sharp Advent Calendar is started by another Japanese F-Sharper, and I joined the event in the middle. Many Advent Calendars on various programming languages, editors, and so on are held in Japan every December, and inspired by them, F-Sharp joined from 2010. There were many, many good articles in the last year's Japanese Advent Calendar, and really hard to choose my favorite one. So to avoid an argument, I'd select my own Swap Music Store tutorial. It's just a Japanese translation of original English document, but both of the original and my Japanese version are useful for many F-Sharp developers.
I think this actually really nicely fits with what we have been talking about in the F-Sharp Conf, because we had quite a few talks about Suave, and it's really nice library. So it's great to hear that there's content available to our Japanese audience as well. Yeah. Now in the F-Sharp ecosystem, there is a lot of core libraries that are developed as open source, and they're also very well documented by the community. And thanks to your translation, some of the F-Sharp libraries actually have a Japanese translation. So how is this important in Japan, and how did you come up with the idea, and which of the libraries do have Japanese translations, and what are your next plans?
The basic idea is to get many Japanese developers know what is F-Sharp and what can do with it by translating F-Sharp library documents. So far, we translated F-Sharp data and F-Sharp compiler services. The reason to translate these libraries is simply they are the most interesting for us, at least for me. Now, it's not a library document, but we are planning to translate F-Sharp 4.0 language design documents.
Okay, so that will be another really nice document to have available. And I think this is a good hint for many of the other communities around the world, because you also helped to create some of the tools. For example, in F-sharp data, it's now really easy to add another translation. So I think if there's other people in the world who want to see the documentation translated to their own language, they can now really easily do it, thanks to partly what you did. So there is quite a number of other active Japanese F-sharpers, and I follow some of you on Twitter, and I also learned about some of the interesting projects that they are working on from the Advent calendar. So for example, I came across the unit testing library called Persimmon and Persimmon Dried. So can you just give us a quick overview of what are some of the interesting projects that our English audience can look at?
Okay, let me suggest four libraries. First, FS Random. This can help to generate random number. And next, F-sharp Quotations Compiler. This is the one of Quotation Expressions Compiler. And FS YAML. This is a YAML parser. And finally, FS Barrett ML. This is a game programming library and is a Barrett ML parser. Barrett ML can define Barrett's rules or patterns in shooting game with XML format.
So that one, I actually did have a look at it before when we were talking earlier. So I'm just going to quickly switch over to the browser and show this, because I thought that's a pretty cool project, and it also does have a nice demo here. So if I just search for FS Bullet ML, there we go. And there is a nice documentation available on GitHub. Here's the project on GitHub. We can have a look at the documentation. And so this is actually an F-sharp parser of an, let me make this a bit bigger. I don't know how to make it bigger. I think I'll make it bigger like this. Nope. Well, we'll have to make it bigger then. You can find it online if you want to have a look. So there's a XML description here that actually specifies movement of particles, and here you can parse it in a nice F-sharp friendly way. And I believe there's a demo. We can't quite show you the demo here. Let me try in another browser, because the embedding doesn't quite work here. So I'm gonna go over here, because there was a pretty demo. All right, there we are with the documentation, and you can actually embed this library into multiple different 3D gaming systems. So there's a demo in Monogame and in Unity. So I'll just play a little bit of the demo here, because you can then see what's happening there when it starts. And let me just jump somewhere in the middle to show people what's happening here. So this is a little game written using the library where you have to shoot the boss. And there we are. Yeah, I think my video player isn't working all that great, but at least you get a quick picture of how this works. So if you're interested in games, FS Bullet ML is one of the really interesting libraries out there. The other one you talked about was FS Random, and again, you can find this on GitHub, and that's another library that I actually played with a little, because it implements like a stateful computation expression, where rather than having like a global variable, you can create random number generators and then draw random numbers like from within a given numerical region. So That's another really cool project. And the other ones you mentioned before, we can just give people the links so they can play with them later on. So I do have another question, which is in the United States and the UK, I think the people who are interested in F-sharp come from quite different backgrounds. So there's some people with C-sharp developers who start using F-sharp for some of their libraries or use it for testing. But there's also data scientists coming to F-sharp from R and MATLAB, or even from Excel. So what is the Japanese F-sharp community like? Are there any interesting commercial projects that people do in F-sharp?
I think the situation in Japan is similar to US and UK. Some developers has a C-sharp background and some has mathematical software background, such as R or MATLAB, you said. And about commercial F-sharp projects, I heard there are 3D CAD software and stock trading library, but I don't know the details.
Ah, so we have another 3D CAD system following on what Goswin was doing previously with the Abu Dhabi Louvre Museum. So that's really interesting. And finally, I have my last and the most important question maybe is where do the Japanese F-sharpers meet? And for people who are listening to us or hear us in Japan, where can they go to find out more about F-sharp or join the community? And also for foreign speakers who are visiting Japan, are there any F-sharp user groups that you could recommend visiting?
Mm-hmm. We are holding F-sharp meetings several times in a year in Tokyo. Also, F-sharpers in Nagoya and Hokkaido are holding F-sharp workshops occasionally. And to learn more about F-sharp online with people in Japan, please visit our F-sharp GitHub channel. Finally, for foreign speakers, yes, there are some user groups they can visit. And when you come to Japan and want to meet Japanese F-sharpers, feel free to contact me via my Twitter account or Gmail.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. And it's been a pleasure to have you here. And I guess we'll see each other at the next F-Sharp Foundation board meeting. So thank you very much again, and goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you.
Quick break. So what I wanted to show here is the map with the F-Sharp user groups again. So if you search for C4 F-Sharp, that's the community for F-Sharp page. And C4 F-Sharp is doing quite a lot of really great stuff. And more recently, they also restarted doing online sessions. So you can go there and there's lots of presentations online that you can watch. If you follow C4 F-Sharp on Twitter, they'll announce, I think they've been doing a new talk every month or so, or every couple of weeks, which is again a great place to go if you're not in one of the F-Sharp hubs. If you're living somewhere else, you want to watch remotely. And then down there we have F-Sharp user groups. So this is the place to go if you want to find your local user group. And we do actually have the Japanese user groups on the maps here. So there's a icon for the Japanese F-Sharp meetup. And if we scroll back around the world, you can find lots of places around the world with interesting F-Sharp stuff happening. So that's for the user groups. And we actually talked briefly about the F-Sharp Foundation with Yukitoshi before. And we talked about this with Don earlier on, but F-Sharp Foundation or the F-Sharp org website is now an official US nonprofit. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to the foundation link, and we're actually, you can join as a member of the foundation, which is really a good way to sort of get engaged with the community. As a official nonprofit, we have board elections once every year, I believe. So if you want to influence the direction of what the F-Sharp Foundation will be doing, then you should definitely join and vote. And if you go there, you can then register and become a member, and also help us financially, as Don was mentioning before. And the foundation is just starting for now, so we will be doing more interesting things in the future, but the foundation actually helped us with organizing and running the F-Sharp Conf, so thanks to the F-Sharp Foundation. And we mentioned earlier the mentorship program, which is one of the sort of early projects that we are working on to help the F-Sharp community. So that's all I wanted to talk about right now. And it was a real pleasure to have Yukitoshi joining us from Japan. So thank you again. And we are going to continue in a couple of minutes with a talk from Feline Hermans, who will be joining us, I believe, from Australia, but we'll see that in a few minutes. Thank you.